President, with the trade issues, sometimes I wonder, and I think a lot of people wonder, is NAFTA really all that bad that it needs to be completely thrown out and redone?
Well, from an agricultural perspective, it's not all that bad. Is there room for improvements? Of course there is, with dairy, chicken, and a few other areas, and some of the grain areas. But the president is working on those. But as far as a whole, that's been a great trade treaty from us. It's grown from $8 billion worth of trade 23 years ago to $38 billion, and is very important to American agriculture.
Next.
You had a lot of pessimistic things when it came to trade, China, and preparing for the worst as farmers. Can you recap some of that and what Farm Bureau's standpoint has been?
Sure. We're real concerned about the saber rattling and all the tweets and the articles that are coming out about throwing up tariffs. Anytime you throw up tariffs, it puts agriculture on the point of that spear, because that's where other countries can hit our country the quickest, is through tariffs on agricultural products. So it is very difficult for us to look at all this this rhetoric that's going on around tariffs and increasing that area. So what our message is, you know, we're very supportive of having better trade deals. And most farmers don't really understand, when the president talks about a deficit, trade deficit with China, for example, that is really huge. They send not just agricultural products, but all products. They send almost $500 billion worth of stuff to America. And we're only allowed to send $170 billion worth of stuff there. So they talk about a 300-something billion-dollar trade deficit. That's real numbers. And is that fair? No, it's not fair. And then if you peel it down to agriculture, if you just compare the China trade with Canada, for example, they got 1.4 billion people in China, and we're only allowed to send $18 billion worth of agricultural trade there. We send $22 billion worth of agricultural trade to Canada, where there's only 38 million people. So is there any balance or comparison that says that they're fair? No, they're not fair. They really have a closed market except for certain items. We admire this president wanting to open up the market so that we can sell more. Just think, if they really could accomplish doubling the trade to China, it would go from 18 to the high 30s billion dollars worth, and it would be just as big as NAFTA has been to us. So we applaud his efforts. So our message is that we support you, Mr. President, but farm economy is really, really bad, and we just don't know how far we can go with this, because we're not starting at $8 corn, we're starting at less than $4 corn, and we can't stand many challenges with tariffs in this condition. So what's important is for them to finish something, and if they could finish our deal with Mexico and Canada, it would give our farmers a ray of hope. It would make sure that we kept that $38 billion and grow and trade with our nearest neighbors. And it would show the world that this president administration is serious about negotiating and finishing a deal, because we haven't finished anything. So that's pretty much the perspective. We're for you, but timeliness is important, and we need a ray of hope in finishing a deal with our two nearest neighbors.
You said a storm was brewing.
Yes.
More of that picture.
So the storm that I tell the administration is brewing is that we're having to deal with the reaction in the market because of the tariffs. We're also having to fight through a farm bill, and there's no guarantees that we'll have one. We feel like we will, but there's no guarantees. Then farm economy is really bad, and we're going into this fall with low commodity prices. And once the combines start running, that window of patience that our farmers are going to have, the more serious the storm is going to be when we go into the election in November for the midterms. And if this storm hits, and it hits with all forces, with all the things that I just talked about, it's going to be difficult for our farmers and ranchers to stick with this party and this administration.
President Duvall, you commented about finishing the trade discussion. What happens? What does it mean to American agriculture and farmers if we don't finish this discussion?
Well, Yeah, if we don't finish this discussion and our combines start rolling and we hit peak times where we're selling and we sell a big part of our soybean crop as soon as we harvest it, it's going to be very difficult for our farmers. So, I mean, it means that we may sell a lot of soybeans, but they're going to be for a price that's under a cost of production, and we're going to be losing money doing that. And that's not a pretty picture in farmland where our economy is down 50% already. Farm income is down 50% already, and you go into this storm and that happened, it's going to be very difficult for our farmers.
If you could reach out to every member, Farm Bureau member in the country right now, and ask them to send a message to the president regarding trade, pick up the phone and call him and tell him what would it be?
Mr. President, we're so proud of your tax reform, your regulatory reform that you're bringing to us. It's taken a lot of burdens off us in farmland, and we're very much supportive of your policies. But when it comes to trade, we need for you to get a deal done. We have to have foreign trade so that we can continue to grow our agricultural industry and keep our communities healthy. And it's the biggest important part of it is that we do it in a timely manner. That means we've got to have some really wins real soon in the calendar. And if you can do that for us, we'll continue to stick with you. But we need you to finish a trade deal now.
A lot of movement in the Farm Bill last week, and expect more this week. In your crystal ball, what do you think will happen this week, and how do you think things will end up? And, you know, come a week from now, how much further progress will we have made?
Well, you know, I'm always optimistic. I feel like on the Senate side, they've worked so good together. Ms. Stabenow and Mr. Roberts has done tremendous job of trying to keep this bipartisan, and I think they're going to be successful. I'm hoping that they'll get through it this week and have a vote real soon, and we'll go into 4th of July with a farm bill on each side and come back out in July and go to conference with it. Conference is where the big battle is going to be, because that's where they're going to have the big battle over what happens in nutrition. And it's going to determine whether or not we get this Farm Bill finished before the deadline or not.
Same question then to Farm Bureau members across the country as it relates to the Farm Bill. What's the message that they pick up the phone and send to their elected officials?
We need to call our congressmen and senators and say we need a Farm Bill now, because farm economies are down. We're suffering because of the reactions to the market, because of the rhetoric around trade. There's so many things that's hitting us in the face. We need some success and certainty in our future, and one part of that certainty needs to come from a good farm bill, and these farm bills have the pieces that could give us that certainty.